Tracy. Good afternoon, everyone. I almost said good morning. Welcome to the April 28th, 2026 meeting of the Sussex County Council. We'll call the meeting to order. And first is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Council. This time I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Okay, we entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron, second.
It was me.
Oh, good.
The other one's not here.
Okay, here, are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Birnbaum.
Yes.
What am I doing?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm losing my mind. Okay. Oh, yeah. I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay.
Approval of the minutes of April 21st, 2026. Are there any questions, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, they'll stand as approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have none.
Okay. Now's the time for public hearing. Okay, we have none. Mr. Operator. Operator, would you check online, please, see if anybody has any comment?
There is currently nobody on the line.
Okay. Next is the County Administrator's Report, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for April 28th, item one. On Tuesday, May 5th, the Sussex County Council will meet for its annual budget workshop. The fiscal year 2027 budget workshop will be held at 9 a.m. at the Sussex County Public Safety Complex. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 12th. Item two, the county is pleased to again sponsor the annual County Government Day on Thursday, May 7th at 9:30 a.m. High school juniors from Sussex County Boys and Girls State will meet in the council chambers. A mock council session will occur with the representatives assuming leadership roles. It is always an interesting experience to watch student representatives tackle county issues as presented by department heads. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Next is the county engineer. Assistant engineer is Mr. Parker here. Okay, sorry, I didn't see you.
Good afternoon. Hear me? Good timing, huh? So here with a brief update on, or maybe not so brief, on what we have termed our enterprise solution for asset workflow and land management. And this particular initiative actually began last spring, and it's a revamp of an earlier RFP that we had initiated in the fall and winter of 2024. And that original effort focused primarily on establishing a new work order system to enhance efficiency in creating and tracking work orders for infrastructure inspections, repairs, and replacements. So that was the specific purpose. The overarching goal of that original RFP was for a new WOMS to serve as the backbone of what we would say is a critically needed, robust enhanced asset management program. This would help the county better assess and manage asset performance and life cycle. And a couple of examples would be our ever-growing and ever-aging utility systems, and also our building systems that are out there as well, and all the supporting infrastructure. So those would be two primary critical needs for this type of program. So the revamped RFP that we just developed, it received its enterprise solution moniker since it was really designed to loop in other initiatives that were identified somewhat in a parallel fashion by some other departments geared to enhance productivity of critical business functions. Specifically, a new electronic plan review system was to be used primarily by the planning and zoning team, but also some other departments, and also an entirely new permitting system that would also include a robust public-facing interface. So the final RFP that we developed outlined detailed goals and stipulations for a comprehensive end-to-end enterprise solution. And it included full software purchase up front and platform implementation by a qualified vendor. So we advertised the RFP on July 31st of last year. On September 12th, we received eight vendor submissions consisting of both technical and cost proposals. And we stipulated a two-step evaluation process in the RFP. What we wanted to do is do some initial scoring and evaluation on the proposals received in order to develop a vendor shortlist. And then there would be a second round for the shortlisted vendors to come in and provide an in-person presentation to show us their software solutions and how it would demonstrate addressing the needs that we developed. And since this enterprise solution was designed to touch a lot of different business workflows, we did develop a fairly comprehensive evaluation team. We had 11 members in total, and we had representation from a wide cross-section of departments. Really, the goal was to reflect the holistic needs and priorities of our different business operations, and there are some varied operations throughout the departments. Initial scoring we completed on October 6th of last year. Shortlist developed, consisting of four qualified national vendors. They were all very qualified. In-person presentations were then conducted for the four vendors during the week of November 3rd. These are like half day, all day presentations, so they were pretty intensive. Final evaluations and scoring completed on November 26th. So we all had a fun holiday period last year. This is pretty intensive. The Timmons Group was ultimately recommended by the selection committee as the vendor to proceed with. And as outlined in your packet, the Timmons Group came to us and included two additional software partners in order to provide all required solutions. So high-level summary, Timmons Group would be providing the professional services, which would cover implementation of all software products, as well as their own, they call it Comunity, software solution, which is aimed to be the public-facing platform, and that ties in the communication of all the software pieces. Trimble would be providing their Unity Suite package that consists of Unity Permit, which covers a new permitting platform, and also for the work order system, enterprise asset management, they would be proposing their Unity Maintain. And finally, Evolve would be providing their DigiPlan software application, and that would cover the electronic plan review process. So following selection by the eval team and issuance of intent to award, Timmons Group submitted all required contract documentation in January of this year, and that included professional services agreement and three individual SLAs, which cover the software pieces. And we had a pretty comprehensive internal review for, I'd say, 2 months or so, 2.5 months. We had an internal contract review team formed. We included our legal folks, our insurance folks, several back and forth rounds, several rounds of revisions by the vendor team. So we finally had the final package that we're satisfied with here today, ready for signature. Full agreements are not included in your packet, mainly due to the size of the documents. It's over 100 pages. They are available if the council wishes to review all pages, so just let us know. So at this point, on behalf of the contract review team, the engineering department, in conjunction with our finance department, recommends full approval of the vendor agreements. And again, there's four different agreements. The efforts are intended to ramp up mid-May with the beginning of implementation. And we do expect, it's a fairly extensive schedule. It would extend over calendar year 26 and probably, at least for permitting, the bulk of calendar year 27. So this is a fairly long and involved process, but we're anxious and excited to get to work, or continue the work, I should say. So unless there's any questions that I can answer, I have a motion that I'm prepared to read.
I have one question.
Yeah.
I'm looking on page 4 of the document. It goes, this goes for 10 years. Am I looking at the right thing?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, that would be for the Timmons platform. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And there's verbiage in the agreement that provides some outs if the county's not satisfied with services. We tried in our RFP, Councilman Hudson, I will say that we had the pricing we had in there was initial pricing, and then we were looking for years 1 through 5 mm-hmm. and years 6 to 10. So we actually wanted to lock them in on pricing. Okay. Most of them were accommodating. I'd say one wasn't. They were able to do three or four years, which is the best that we could do. So we wanted to lock the pricing up front, but there is, you know, again, based on services and performance, you know, there are outages.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, the professional services are different. That would be for Timmons. That pays for their services over whatever it takes, probably a year and a half for everything. So that doesn't change. That begins whenever, next week or the week after.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes out of different budget pots, not to get into the budget part, but we've got some allocated for 26, and then we've got some allocated based on anticipated users for 27, because it's a big number, but
it is.
It's a big process. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Please give us your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the professional services agreement for Timmons Group and three software license agreements for Trimble, Evolve, and Timmons Group in connection with the Enterprise Solution for Asset, Workflow, and Land Management project be approved in the overall aggregate amount of $1,144,231.25.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Important endeavor for the county, and we appreciate the council's support.
Thank you. Mark. Okay, next, Mr. Paul Mauser. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to County Council, and I wanted to say good morning as well, Doug. I just have one item on the agenda today, and that is for equipment maintenance at the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. There's a lot going on at Wolf Neck, a lot planned and in the works. This specific project is just for a replacement of three of the existing spray irrigation rigs at the Wolf Neck facility. It's rigs 3, 4, and 5. so the memo provides all the details, but essentially the engineering department worked with Environmental Services to publicly, you know, bid the project. We received two bids, with the low bid being SNW Sales, and with that, I am able to provide a motion for recommendation of award to County Council.
Okay, please give us your motion.
Yeah, or is there any questions?
No, go ahead. Oh. I'm sorry.
I guess that these are two different models. Are we lining the pipes with anything, or is there anything special where are the irrigation pipes lined to prevent corrosion or anything on these? Or
the exterior of the pipes or the interior?
Both, I guess, but the interior more than the exterior.
I was involved in the specifications. I know that we have a galvanized exterior coating. I don't recall the interior though. You know, we do have technical specs, you know, for the project. I just don't recall, you know, off the top of my head, of, you know, what we're lining the inside of that pipe with.
That's fine. I'm just curious.
I can follow up with you on that, Steve, if you like.
Okay.
All right. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, they contract G2611 Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Irrigation Rigs Replacement Project be awarded to SMW Sales, LLC, for their total bid amount of $227,609.26.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunenbaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, council.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Steve. I'll circle back to you on that.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Paul.
Next up is grant request. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is House of David. They are requesting $2,500 for their mobile food delivery and distribution expansion. Funds will be used to deliver meals to rural and low-income communities such as Milford, Lincoln, Ellendale, and Greenwood. There are no previous grants to this organization. Mr. McCarron, placed on the agenda.
Okay. Mr. McCarron.
I'll grant $2,000 from the second district account.
Okay, motion from Mr. McCarron to grant $2,000 to the House of David.
They're looking for
$2,500? Yes.
I will grant $500 from my account.
Okay. Mr. Riley will grant $500 from his account for a total of $2,500. We have a motion, a second. Okay, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is American Youth Football in Woodbridge. Applicants are requesting $2,500 for repairs to their equipment shed. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,000 from Mr. McCarron, and Mr. McCarron placed on the agenda.
Okay, Mr. McCarron?
I'll grant $2,000 from the second district account.
Okay, motion to grant $2,000 to Youth American Football by Mr. McCarron. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, the next one is Village Volunteers through the Greater Lewis Community Village is requesting $2,500 for the Harvest Hustle 5K. Funds raised for this event will be used to help older adults age in place. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $3,000 from Mr. Burton, and Ms. Grunebaum placed on the agenda.
Ms. Grunebaum?
I'll grant $1,500
for mine. Okay, a motion from Ms. Grunebaum to grant $1,500.
I'll grant $1,500 for mine.
Okay, $1,500, a second by Mr. Riley for a total of $3,000. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Have any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is Little League Baseball in Woodbridge. The applicants are requesting $1,800 for portable pitching mound. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $3,000 from Mrs. Green and Mr. McCarron placed on the agenda.
I'll grant $1,800 from the second district.
Okay, motion, Mr. McCarron, to grant $1,800 to the Bridgeville Little League.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
$8,850. And the next one is Community Resource Center is requesting $10,000 for their Safe Harbor Day shelter. Funds will be used for operating expenses. Last council grant received for this program was the amount of $2,500 for Ms. Grunebaum, and Ms. Grunebaum placed on the agenda.
I'll do $2,500 again.
Okay. That's motion, Ms. Grunebaum, to grant $2,500 to the Community Resource Center. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is Harry K. Foundation is requesting $3,000 to support their school backpack program. Last grant received for this program was the amount of $5,000, which was various amounts from different council districts, and $3,462 from Countywide Youth. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda, and the whole $3,000 request can come from Countywide Youth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll move.
Motion, Mr. Riley, to grant $3,000.
Countywide Youth.
Okay, yeah, motion, Mr. Riley, to grant $3,000 from the Countywide Youth grant.
Wonder why it's down this year.
Okay.
Second it.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, the next one is the Town of Blades on behalf of the Blades Police Department. They're requesting $1,500 for their community outreach program. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $1,500, and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
I'd like to grant actually $2,000 from my account.
Okay, motion, Mr. Lloyd, to grant $2,000 to the Town of Blades. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce is requesting $1,000 for their Broad Creek Bash. Funds will go towards operating expenses. Last grant received for this event was $1,000 from Mr. Lloyd, and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
I'll do that. $500 from my account.
Okay, motion, Mr. Lloyd, to grant $500 to the Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce.
And I'll do 500 from the second district.
Okay, second, Mr. McCarron, to grant an additional $500 for a total of $1,000. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, the next one on the agenda is Laurel Community Foundation. I'd like to defer that until another week.
Yes, so moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. You don't need to take a vote.
Okay.
We're good. Number 10, the last one, is Nanticoke Little League. They are requesting $1,000 towards the purchase of the AED. The last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,500 from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll do the $1,500 again, please.
Okay, motion, Mr. Lloyd, to grant $1,500 to the Nanticoke Little League. Is there a second? Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Okay, next is introduction to proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now in executive session. Are we going downstairs?